This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in. Babu da'wati ila Allah. Kayfa kanat da'watu ila Allah wa rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahabba ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sahabati radiyallahu anhum min kulli shay. Wa kayfa kanu حريصين على أن يهتدي الناس ويدخلوا في دين الله ويغمس في رحمة الله وكيف كان سعيهم في ذلك لإيصال الخلق إلى الحق حب الدعوة والشغف بها. أخرج الطبراني عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قوله تعالى فمنهم شقي وسعيد ونحو هذا من القرآن. قال إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يحرص أن يؤمن جميع الناس ويبايعونه على الهدى فأخبره الله عز وجل أنه لا يؤمن إلا من سبق له من الله السعادة في الذكر الأول ولا يضل إلا من سبق له من الله الشقاء في الذكر الأول. ثم قال الله عز وجل لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم لعلك باخع نفسك ألا يكونوا مؤمنين إن يشأ ينزل عليهم من السماء آية فظلت أعناقهم لها خاضعين. قال الحيثمي رجاله وثقوا إلا أن علي بن أبي طلحة لم يسمع من ابن عباس. انتهى. So we start the chapter regarding the da'wah, or calling people toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The chapter subheading is a description of how da'wah to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, than all other things. And how they were very eager and keen that all people should be guided and all people should enter into the deen of Allah Ta'ala and all people should be drowned in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and how they would exert themselves in that in order to connect the creation with Al-Haqq Jalla Wa Ala, with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and the love of calling people to Allah and the overwhelming preoccupation with it. So Imam Tabarani narrates from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, may Allah Ta'ala be pleased with both of them, that in regards to the tafsir of the Surah Hud, where Allah Ta'ala says, from amongst them there are wretched and from amongst them there are happy. And these two terms, wretchedness and happiness, they both are taken on their linguistical meaning, but they are special terminology, the special terminology of Quran. Meaning the person who is wretched is not the person who is feeling sad right now, but the one who will be wretched forever in the hellfire. And the one who's happy is not necessarily someone who's smiling right now, but the one who will be happy forever in Jannah. That Allah Ta'ala created from amongst them the wretched and from amongst them the happy. And other expressions like this from the Quran. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, verily the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was eager that all people should believe in Allah and all people should take the oath of fealty with him on the path of guidance. But thereafter Allah ta'ala informed him, mighty and majestic is he, that no one will believe except for those people who Allah ta'ala previously had mentioned, meaning in the beginning of the creation had mentioned that those people will be the people of sa'ada, the people of happiness. And no one will be misguided except for those people who Allah Ta'ala in the beginning of His creation had mentioned would be from amongst the wretched. And then he said, Allah, mighty and majestic is He, revealed to His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the opening verses of Surah Al-Shu'ara, namely what? That it seems that you are going to harm yourself or destroy yourself just because the people are not believing in this message. Rather, you should know that Allah Ta'ala, if He wished to, He would have sent down a sign from the sky, such a sign that even in broad daylight, their necks would have to bend down to it in humility in front of such a sign. If Allah Ta'ala wished to, He would have made everyone believe just by His overwhelming strength. But this is the choice of Allah Ta'ala that some people should believe and some people shouldn't. The Hafiz al-Haythami, who is a scholar of hadith and specifically the Ilm al-Rijal, he said that this narration is, all the narrators of this narration are upright, except for the only problem with the chain of narration is that the second tier, Ali bin Abi Talha, didn't ever study directly with Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhumah. And so this is something that, you know, it's something obviously the people, the scholars of hadith deal with these things. It doesn't necessarily mean that the hadith is not authentic. But when upright narrators narrate and they skip a link sometimes, it happens for different reasons, sometimes political, sometimes intellectual, sometimes whatever. But the point of saying this is that that link was skipped, but it wasn't something that at least some of the ulama, including Hafiz al-Haythami, thought was something that damaged the authenticity. Sometimes if an upright narrator narrates something and he skips a link, it doesn't mean that he's going to start lying now. So he may have just neglected to mention sometimes, just for many reasons, sometimes just because of a lack of time. And Allah knows best. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ سَيِّدْنَا مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَجْمَعِينَ